We have resumed recording at 10:51, Dr. King.
Thank you. So,
Dr. King, I have a question for staff. Do we know why the patient is not here? Have we heard anything from the patient?
This is Mindy. Yes, she had told me verbally that she didn't think she could put herself through because of her emotional state. She didn't want to have to relive it.
Thank you, Mindy.
Do you have any indication, Ms. Richardson, if that's going to change at all or as time passes? Because I would really like to get her her testimony on the record.
I believe at the time that I interviewed her, I don't want to misstate. Let me get to her original complaint. I believe she said she had to she received medical treatment as a result of what had happened to her with the treatment from Mr. Marzetta. And she still suffered with, she did have a history of anxiety and panic attacks, but they were exacerbated by this incident. And I believe she said to me, or in her...
And I recall the testimony. I listened to it, and where the board knows where I'm going, you know, her account of events is extremely different than the account we just heard.
Yes.
I just, for the life of me, I tend to believe the patient in this instance, but I do recognize that it is not under oath, and I'd like to give her a chance to come and testify under oath.
I think she would be a reluctant witness, but I could certainly attempt to reach out to her and see if she'd be willing.
And if she's not willing, we'll deal with what we have. But I would move to continue this till our next board meeting to give the patient a chance to come and testify under oath.
Is there a second?
I think Mr. Clinton seconded, but he was on mute.
Mr. Clinton, do you second the motion?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
This is Peggy. Mr. Greer, can I ask Mr. Greer something?
You can.
Yes, I can. I understand where you're going with this, but the fact of the matter remains, to be a little bit vague, as I believe the PT was, in saying, let's try something new, is not the same as saying, I'm going to put a pillowcase over your face, which is his responsibility to do. That is being specific. So really, I think he's verified, basically, what the patient has said. Because he speaks around a little bit in circles, but it was his responsibility, as it is every PT's and PTA's, if they're going to do something, they should specifically inform the patient what they're going to do.
And I don't disagree with you at all, except we don't have any evidence under oath of what happened. I think I know what happened. I think it happened exactly the way the patient told it. But I would like to get that for the record under oath, because you know, I see this to be a disciplinary case, and I want to make sure I've dotted all my I's and crossed all my T's before we do that. Because I think it's exactly what happened. I don't think he said anything, actually.
I agree, except I think that's going to cause a lot of mental anxiety for this patient.
Members of the board, Mr. Harris, is it possible for us between now and next meeting to do a formal interview with her under oath that we record, that is just potentially Mindy, the investigator, asking her questions? Is that an option that is available?
Mr. Harris, you're on mute. Thank you.
Thank you. One of these meetings, I'll get the hang of this.
And then we'll
meet. Dr. King, members of the board, Dr. Donahue, I think if we are going to ask her to testify under oath, it has to be part of the informal hearing. Again, hearing the discussion, I think what I'm hearing is that we would like to extend an opportunity to her to appear and participate, but leaving that decision ultimately up to her. And if she respectfully declines, then the board will just proceed based upon the information it's reviewed and obtained during today's part of the proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, so I'm not suggesting we subpoena her or make her testify against her will. I think we provide another invitation, and she declines, we'll be right back where we are, but I would like to hear her testimony under oath if she's willing to provide it.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to continue the informal hearing to next month and extend a formal invitation to patients to appear and give testimony under oath.
I have a question again, I'm sorry. Would it be sufficient for her to take her testimony, written testimony, and have it notarized as it's the truth and submit it to the board?
Dr. King, members of the board, Ms. Hunter, again, that would be, an additional piece of information, but it is not the same. I don't believe that anybody's questioning the written statements that she has already submitted. I think what the preference would be to have her testify under oath as to what her experience was during the PT session.
Yeah,
thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for clarifying that. I don't want to walk away feeling as though we don't trust her statement. We would like to have the opportunity to speak with her and to hear her statement under oath. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion on the motion? Okay. Dr. Donahue, do you want to call the vote?
The motion before you is to table complaint 2108, Ryan Marzaba, PT, to the July 20th board meeting and request that patient NB, if able, to attend to provide testimony. Dr. King?
Yes.
Yeah, can I interrupt real quick?
Sure.
When you said that, I'm not going to be here at the July 20th board meeting. Would it be possible to continue it to the August board meeting?
This is Mindy. I won't be at the July meeting either.
Okay. Mr. Greer, would you like to amend your motion to the August meeting?
Yes, please. Michael, is that okay with you?
Dr. Yes. Okay, that's what we needed. Okay, so the motion before you is continue the informal hearing of complaint 2108 to Mr. Ryan Marzetta, PT, to the August board regular session board meeting. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Mr. Prentice?
Yes.
The motion passes and we will put this on the agenda for the August meeting. Mr. Marzetta, we will send you a written notification of the time and date of that meeting.
Thank you. Okay.
So, Dr. King, if depending on which case you're taking next, I do need to text the complainant in complaint 2029, Mr. McKinney, for her to join us. I don't know if you want a break to do that or what's your pleasure.
I'm fine with that. Unless Mr. Flanagan and his counsel are already on.
I believe they are.
So maybe we could go with that one first and then text Mr.
So what I'm going to do is text the complainant that we're about ready to proceed, and then she'll be ready for us before then. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
just let you.
Karen, do you typically stop and start recording again under an initial review?
We're okay at this point. Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, members of the board, we're going to proceed forward with case 2108, initial review of a complaint against Sean Flanagan, PT. Mindy, do you want to give us a review, please, of the
Sure. Members of the board, we received this complaint on March 15th from patient KR. She alleged that Mr. Flanagan made inappropriate physical contact, invaded her privacy, and delayed her recovery as a result of the treatment she received from him. This case is for your review. And she did inform me, KR informed me, she would be out of the country and would not be able to attend this session.
Okay. Mr. Flanagan, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, Dr. Sean Flanagan.
And your counsel?
With my counsel.
Yes, Scott King on behalf of Dr. Flanagan.
Okay. And if I'm correct, please correct me if I'm not, but I think that you submitted some late documentation earlier today or last night for the board. Is that correct?
Yes, Dr. King, that is correct. We had retained an expert in the case, Dr. John Heck, and we retained him shortly after we received the investigative report. And we sent him the materials promptly. He reviewed the matter, and unfortunately, due mostly to his professional obligations, we did not get his report until late last night, which we forwarded to the board. I respectfully request that we table the case until the August meeting when Dr. Richardson will be here and possibly the patient will be back from being out of the country. We're not asking this for purposes of delay, and we apologize to the board for Dr. Heck's late report.
And Dr. King, this is Mr. Greer. I have no objection. In fact, I would just move this to an informal hearing. I don't think this gets resolved at an initial review for largely the same reasons we just discussed. There's going to be a conflict between what happened, and I think the benefit of having both of the participants under oath is something we need to look at. So I would move this to an informal hearing, and we set it for the August 2021 board meeting.
Second.
I have a question.
Yes.
Moving this to an informal hearing, do we still have the opportunity in the informal hearing to, with evidence presented, et cetera, to move it to a formal?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
And I need to have a clarification. If the board is going to move it to a hearing, are they going to add the potential other violation of law, which includes maintaining adequate patient records?
I would tend to agree to that.
Mr. Greer, it's your motion.
I have no objection to it. So yes, we can add that.
Okay. I agree. Second.
That's fine.
Yes. I think given the sensitivity of the nature, like you said, Mr. Greer, we need to just move to informal here. It gives us time to review all the documents and hear sworn statements from both Dr. Flanagan, as well as potentially the patient. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, Dr. Donahue?
It's been moved and seconded to move complaint 2029, Sean Flanagan, physical therapist, to an informal hearing with the addition of the additional potential violation of 32-2044-20 inadequate patient records.
Ms. Donahue, may just say one thing. You indicated the wrong case number. It's 2108.
Yeah, yes, I'm sorry. I had That's the okay. wrong thing just, sitting in front of me. So it is Kate. Let me do that again.
Just let the record clear.
Yeah. Thank you. The motion before you is to move complaint 2108, Mr. Sean Flanagan, physical therapist, to an informal hearing with the addition of the potential violation of law of ARS 32-2044-20, inadequate patient records. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
And Mr. Klein?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Donahue, is Mr. McKinney ready?
Mr. McKinney, I believe, is present with his attorney. I do not know if patient KS has joined our meeting. She has not returned my text to which I sent her. Hold on, let's see the time on that. I sent her that text at 10:03, asked her to be available within 10 minutes. So we should give her to 10:13.
Okay.
So if you want to take a 5-minute break, then that would be awesome.
So we'll give her to 11:13.
Okay. And I will stop the recording. We'll be on break, and then I'll restart the recording around 10:13.
Sorry.
11:13.
I think it's 11:13.
11. I'm sorry. 11:13. Thank you.